Okay, today's daf is Eiravin daf Samaches. We are on Samach Zayin Amabez. Let's start again from the two dots on Samach Zayin Amabez, being that there's a lot to talk about on the bottom here. Again, Hahu Yenuka, the two dots. There's Tabech Hamime. There was a child whose water spilled out. So again, according to the Baal Hamor, who says that if somebody's in a situation where they have to do a mitzvah, but they know doing that mitzvah would then put them into a situation where they would have to violate Isurin, even in a mutter way, one is not allowed to do the mitzvah. One has to have the foresight. And therefore, if somebody has a baby to do bris milah with on Shabbos, and the water that they had warmed up to wash the baby with after the bris spills out before the milah, you push off the milah, you don't do the milah. So the Baal Hamor would say that this Gemara is talking about Ishtabach Hamimeh, the water spilled out after the bris. After the bris, before the bris, you wouldn't do the milah. But according to the other Rishonim, the Ramban and others say no. Ein l'mitzvah ela shaito, as the Ramban says in the end of Masecha Shabbos, and therefore this could be even talking about before the Mila. So, Ahu Yenuka Dishtabe Chamime. Amaluhu Rabba. Naisulei Chamime Migobesoi. So, Rabba says, look, we need some water. Why don't we bring some water from my house? Amalei Abaya Vahalo Arvinan. What do you mean? There was no Erev. We didn't make an Erev. Amalei Nismo Chashituf. Don't worry. Rely on the sheet of Mavos. There was no Erev made in this Chatzar, but the Chatzar is connected to the Mavui, and there was a sheet of made. Wasn't there? Amalei Halosha Tvina. No. We didn't do a sheet of either. Name Rule. So you can't bring it yourself. So name Rule Lenachri. Lacy Lay. So let a non-Jew bring it. Let a non-Jew bring the water. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, Boy lo usve lamar, I had a question for Rabba about that suggestion. For lo shavkan Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef did not let me ask the question. He said, just do it and we'll deal with the question later. Why? The Amar of Yosef, Amar of Kahana, because Rav Yosef quoted Rav Kahana as saying, Ki avina be Rav Yehuda, when we were by Rav Yehuda, Havi Amarlan used to tell us, Bidda oraisa, mosvinan tiyufta, vahadra avdinan maisa. By questions on a daraisa level, first we ask the question, and we don't act until we get the answer to the question, and then we act. Then avdinan maisa. Bidda rabbanan, vavaydra rabbanans, avdinan maisa, vahadra mosvinan tiyufta. But by the Rabbanans, you can act first, and this is the case of a Rabbanan. So he said, just do it, have the guy do it, and we'll deal with any questions later. That is the Gemara. If you look in Rashi for a minute, three lines from the bottom. Bida oraisa mosvinan tiyufta, be'iser shel Torah, v'chacham mora boheter. By a question of a daraisa, and a chacham assumes it's mutter, v'yesh betalmidim sheyodei alahashiv. And there are some questions on the psak of the Rebbe. It doesn't mean that by every daraisa issue, you know, or drabanan issue, I have a basar of pachalav question. I'm allowed to eat it. No. It's a specific. If there's a psak leheter, and then there's a question that the Talmidim have, they could ask it after the Maisa. Yashiv kodem Maisa. But by daraisa, you have to ask the question before. Shalom navar al divrei Torah. Avol bidurabanan kigone ruve chatseros. But durabanan, like in our case of an era of chatseros, shavkina lachacham lasas keoraso. He could act based on his own hora'a. And then you could ask the question. Right? There's not as much risk factor. That is the equivalent. That's why Abaya says, I didn't get to ask my question until after we did it. Okay, and we'll see what his question was soon. But first, let's, 2 points. Number one, the Rishash. We'll have to remember this Rishash for a couple of minutes from now. Bez Hashem. The Rishash here just wonders why Rashi, when Rashi says, oh, this is Durabanan, why is this Durabanan? Because it's an Erev Chatzeros, so we would let it act and then ask the question. What do you mean, Erev Chatzeros? The Durabanan here is Amir La'akum. Isn't that the Durabanan here? We know that 99% of Rishonim hold that Amir La'akum is an Issa Durabanan. There is a smag that says that it's Daraisa, but we don't pass him that way. It's a Durabanan. We mentioned in the past, either it's based on the concept of Shlichus L'chumra to a non-Jew, that's Rashi at the end of Masechah Shabbos, or it's based on the fact that Xera, if I ask a guy to do it, I might come to do it, it's a Xera, like the Rambam says, or Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Tezvav, where Rashi says it's a violation of Mimso Chafsachav Adavar Davar, but either way, it's an Issa Durabanan. So he asked the Rishash, why does Rashi say, oh, it's Durabanan, Erev Chatzeros, just say Amir La'akum. So the Rishash says it must be that Rashi is holding like the Riff. Which Riff? Beth Hashem, we'll see in a couple of minutes. We don't know which Riff yet, but the Riff on our Sugya, which we, Beth Hashem, will talk about. But the other point to mention, which we mentioned yesterday, but today we'll get to read it inside, because he quotes our Gemara, is the Nesivus. The Nesivus in Reish Lamid Aleph. deals with a Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says, if Reuven sells a piece of meat to Shimon, and it ends up being not kosher, so if the meat is still there, then Shimon gives back the meat, and he gets his money back. But what happens if Shimon had already eaten the meat, or the fruit, whatever it is? So then what do you do? So the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, the distinction between Isser Da Oraisa or an Isser Da Rabbanan. If it was Isser Da Oraisa, then Reuven has to pay back the money, give back money. Aval hamocher lechaveiro davar she'isser achilaso midivrei sofrim. But if it's only Isser Da Rabbanan, so if the fruit is still there, you give it back. But v'im achlam achal v'in hamocher machzer lo klum. And the seller doesn't have to return the money. So the question is asked, why not? What's the difference? It was both treif, it was both usser. So why, only by an isser d'oraisa, should the person get the money back, and not by an isser d'rabbanan? So that's what the Nesivos deals with. V'lechora eina muvan. Kivan da ha-mekach batel havi kemazik. Oka ochel shelo b'mekach. It's like you're eating without a sale. V'lami yitztarech l'shalem yosu mishavyo. Why should he have to pay more than... Why shouldn't he have to pay? The Efshar has the Nesivos is Chiddush. The Af to be Isure Torah. Afilu Ochlan Bishogeg Sarach Kapara Vitshuva. Lahagen al Yisurin. Even though by Isure Daraisa, even if I eat a Bishogeg, I need a Kapara. Right? Many times I have to bring a carbon. If I do any violation, that if I would do Bemeset and Chayev Kares, if I do a Bishogeg, the first mission increases, I have to bring a carbon Chatas. Except by the two mitzvahs asay that are related to karis. But says the Nesivos, shogegs da oraisa require kapara and shuva. Mikal makom be'isser d'rabbanan ain't sarach shum kapara uk'ila lo avar dami. Wow. It's as if you didn't violate by an isser d'rabbanan. If it was done b'shogeg, you don't need shuva for that. Why? What's the proof, first of all? Our Gemara. That's the Nesivos. Teda. Tahar, Rinam Be'erevin, Daf Samach Zayanam Abase. Bid Rabbanan Abdinan Uvdav Hadam Asfinan Tiyufta. Why are you allowed to take chances by Drabbanans? Why? You have a question. The Eloha Yanana Shala Shogeg, Hechay Manichalola Avrala Kabalonesh. If you'd be punished for a Shogeg, then how could you take your chances? Elavadai de Eno Nanash Klal, Ala Shogeg Be'isa Drabbanan. It must be, you're not Nanash at all. Vahari Hulaha Ochel, Ki'ilu achal ksheira. For the one who's eating it as if he ate something kosher. Rak hari nene, kamomen aksheira. He was nene. When we shamachi, tzarek l'shal, yet maybe you have to pay what you got hana. But you don't have to pay for the items. This is the Nesivos. You don't need tshuva for Yisurei D'Rabbanans that are done b'shogeg. And this is what the Achronim say. If you want to, just in my edition, in the Milui Mishpat, the notes for the Nesivos, he says, Hainu, tevi Yisurei D'Rabbanan, ein zen nase lachefsa di Yisura, rakala Yisur mishum lo sasur, te mitzvah l'shmo, le divrei chachamim, ubi kihai gavna, de shagag bazeh, eino over kol, alo sas, al lochi, sasur, ve ein kana veira klau, v'shani bi Yisur D'Araisa, da chefsa sura, right, that's the Shar Yosher, that's many other achronim that pick up on this Nesivos. But again, the Nesivos' basis for his whole chilik is our Gemara. You're allowed to take the chances by a Durabanan. The achronim, they'll point out that there seems to be a Radvaz that argues this Nesivos. Obviously, the Radvaz was before the Nesivos, 1500s. But the Radvaz limits this Gemara very much, saying, don't think this is a general statement by Durabanans. And therefore, with the Radvaz's understanding, the Nesivos does not have any raya that our Gemara is a basis for his shita. If you look in the Radvaz in Chelek Dalet Simin Yutes, which is Tshuva Elef Tzadi Gimel, 1093. She'ela, Allah, Dehadam, Rina, that which just says in Erevin, Im Yeh Adin Kain, In Nis Tapachnu, Bedin Min Adinim, Bedavar Shumid Rabbanon, Vare Asfarim Mitzuyim Etzleinu. What happens if we're not sure about a halacha, but I could go inside and look in the Sefer? Do I have a chiyuv to go look in the Sefer, or can I just do what I want to do now, and then look in the Sefer afterwards? Says the Radvaz, I don't even understand the question. Ze ta'us gedola behavanas hama'amar. It's a big mistake. Shari imarav ba'al ha'maisa nistapek bedin. If a person is not sure about a halacha, elu lasos maisa, achi yisbar lo adin, afil b'vizad rabbanon. If you ever have a question, then you have to look at it. You have to research it. Even though somebody drew a bottle of kula, that's only by bedaver shasafik bame atzmo. Avo besafik shenafal mechesron yedia behalo azlin lekula klal. What's this case talking about? Like Rashi said, there was a psak given. A rav gave a psak. So the Talmud now says, I have a question on that psak. Not that there wasn't a psak. I have a question on that psak. So that's what the Gemara says. You know what? You could delay. But in a general case of suffik, no way. Says the Radvaz. Vizeh pashut ma'od. And says the Radvaz, that is for sure. So according to the Radvaz, the Gemara should be understood in a much more limited fashion. And therefore, there wouldn't be a raya to this nesivus. Either way, there's a lot more in this discussion. There's a Mesha Chachma and Parsha Shoftim, which, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see at the end if we have time to come back to. Okay, back to the story. So the Gemara says that they brought the water. They asked the guy to bring the water in this case because it was a Durabanan, and we'll ask the question later. So now the Gemara says, L'basar hachi, after this was done, Amarlei. So now they asked Abaya, Ma'bos lo'os filamar, what was your problem with this suggestion of asking a guy to bring the hot water? So Amarlei, the following, Titania, Hazo'ah shvus. I know that Hazo'ah, the sprinkling of the ashes of the Parah Aduma on a person who is Tamei Meis, is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Issa D'Rabbanan. The Amir La'akum shvus. And an Amir La'akum is also Asur D'Rabbanan. So Abaya said, this was my problem. Ma Hazo'ah shvus ve'ena doche es ha-shabbos. Just like Hazo'ah, the sprinkling of the ashes of the Parah Aduma is a shvus, and it is not doche Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, have the sprinklings of day 3 and 7. Af Amir La'nachri shvus ve'ena doche es ha-shabbos. So to Amir La'akum. It's Asur D'Rabbanan. So just like this is not doche Shabbos, this isn't doche Shabbos. It's amazing. So according to Abaye, he was just wondering about the whole principle of Amir La'akum. It always bothered him. Why Amir La'akum is mutter, right? Why are Yisrei D'Rabbanan mutter? Maybe B'makum Saragado V'chulu, but Abaye just wondered, why isn't it like Hazah? Answers the Gemara, Amar Lei, V'lo Shani L'cha Bein Shfus De'is Be'maisa, L'Shfus De'les Be'maisa? And according to the Bach Girsa, the next 7 words are taken out. D'Hamar Lo Amar L'Nachri Zilachim. Takes it out. But either way, this is the line. There's a big difference between a Durabanan with an action and a Durabanan without an action. So each of these lines are crucial to talk about. First, let's talk about the second line, what we're up to. What does that mean? That there's a difference between Yesh Bo Maisa and Ein Bo Maisa. What's Yesh Bo Maisa? What's Ein Bo Maisa? So the simplest understanding, and this is what the Bahag says, the Bahag is quoted here by all the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritva says that the Bahag says there's a difference between you're doing a Durabanan and a guy doing an act. If a non-Jew is doing something, I'm doing nothing. It's just Dibur. I'm asking him to do. So a Durabanan, She'ein Bo Maisa, where the guy is acting, not me, that's Mutter L'tzarach Mitzvah. Masha'en Kain, a Hazah, a Jew doing an Issa D'Rabbanan directly on Shabbos, that's not Mutter L'tzarach Mitzvah, and therefore, that's the difference, says the Bahag. Bein, Pirish Bala Lachas Gadolos, Bein Shvusta Hazah, She'ein Bo Maisa Al Yedei Yisrael, L'Shvusta Amir L'Goy, She'ein Bo Maisa Al Yedei Yisrael, Ki'im Dibur Ba'alma. And this is the Bahag, and the Bahag continues, the Ritva quotes it, that the Bahag holds that a Jew is allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a full Malacha D'Oraisa for any mitzvah. For any mitzvah. Asking a guy to do a D'Oraisa, Letzarach Mitzvah, is mutter according to the Bahag, based on this Gemara. Based on this Gemara. Meaning it's not just limited to certain mitzvos, you don't need what we call a Shvus to Shvus. We usually call it a double Durabanan. But here it's one Durabanan. The Bahag holds one Shvus, but Malka Mitzvah is okay. As long as it is a Shvus, to less be Maisa. This is what the Bahag holds. We don't hold this way. If you look at Tosfos, in Maseches Gittin, Tosfos says that a Shvus, but Malka Mitzvah, one Shvus, is only allowed by super special mitzvos. Bris Milah, or Yishev Eretz Yisrael. That's the Gemara there, that we allow a non-Jew to sign for me to buy a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. If the non-Jew, the seller, will say, I'll sell to you today, but not after today. So if we have to sign it on Shabbos, we can have a non-Jew sign for us. Because, Mishum Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, Lo Gazer Be'erabanan. So again, by unique mitzvos, we allow Amir La'akum. But in general, not. You need a double Durabanan. You can ask a non-Jew to do a Durabanan, or if a Jew does a double Durabanan. But this is the Shita of the Bahag. The first way to understand, Isbe Maisa or Lesbe Maisa. All Amir La'akum is called Ein Bo Maisa. And the Shvus, the Hazah that we're talking about is Yesh Bo Maisa. Number one. If you look in the Rif, the Rif here says no. The Chiluk is within Amir La'akum. Says the Rif. This is on Daf Chafam and Aleph, the Daf Rif. Klomar, this is what the Gemara means. Haida Amar Rabbanan Amir La'nachri Shvus Lo Shani L'cha Bein Amira L'maisa Sheyesh Ba Yisura D'Araisa U Bein Amira She'ein Ba Yisur Maisa D'Araisa. Meaning, to hamar lo amar le zil achim le, to whom maisa isa daraisa. What did you ask the guy to do here? All you ask the guy to do is to carry something out. You asked the guy to do it through a banan. You didn't ask him to warm up the water. Right, that's that girsa that we have, that the Bach takes down. To hamar lo amar le nachri zil achim. The riff has that girsa. So according to the riff, it's against the Bahag. The Rif reads the Gemara that no, isn't there a difference between what you ask the non-Jew to do? The answer is not being mechalik between Amir La'akum and Hazaah. It's being mechalik within Amir La'akum. You have a problem, Abaye, with Amir La'akum, but this is an Amir La'akum on a Drabanan. To carry through with a place without an Erev, it's a Drabanan. That's a big difference. So you read this Gemara, it's mamish two different ways to understand the Gemara. Is the Gemara teaching me Amir La'akum, even a Daraisa, is Mutal Zorach Mitzvah, or only Amir La'akum asking them to do a Drabanan? And that is what the Rif says, and that's what we generally assume. The Ritva has a third shot. A third shot, which brings us back fond memories of Masechah Shabbos. The Ritva all the way at the end quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, quotes Harav HaChassid Zal. He means Rabbeinu Yonah when he says that. Matsasi, he says, this case is different, similar to the Rif, but even more. It's not just that you ask a non-Jew to do a drabanan. You ask a non-Jew to do a weak, in the category of weak, malacha. Why? Hotza'ah. Remember all of our discussions in Masechah Shabbos. Hotzah melacha gerua. Hotzah is an inferior type of melacha. Tosfos says it's in Shabbos Daf Beis and Shabbos Daf Sadivav. That hotzah, you don't accomplish anything. But all of the melachas, you cook, you trap, you clean, you plow. Here, all I did was move the object from A to B. Says the Ritva. B'shem Rav HaChassid. The kol she'anu osin al yidei goy b'davar she mischadei shum tikun b'gufel shel davar nikra davar sheyesh bo maisa bein shehu shel tar o shel davarim. It's not like the rift that it's within Amir La'akum, but it is even a da'oraisa. Even asking a non-Jew to do a da'oraisa, had this been a da'oraisa, that would be okay. That would be okay if it is hotza'ah, because he didn't accomplish anything. Aval b'davar she'ein mischadei shum tikun ela hava'a mimakom lemakom b'zeh hitira amir lagoy afilu b'malacha shel Torah. That is the Ritva. Again, not saying it beferish, but he's obviously referring to the sugya of hotza'ah milacha geruah. So we have three different understandings of this one line of the Gemara. Yesh b'maisa, rein b'maisa. The Bahag, the difference between hazza'ah and Amir La'akum. The Rif, who says within Amir La'akum, the difference between Inisa da'araisa or Inisa da'rabanan. And the Ritva, the difference within Amir La'akum of asking him to do something of a maisa, where it accomplishes something, versus hotza'ah. Les b'maisa here specifically means hotza'ah. Good. That's the end of the specific story. Let's go back, though, to the previous line. Why is Hazza'ah, sprinkling by a paraduma, why is that asur on Shabbos? Why can't you be matar somebody on Shabbos? So the Gemara in Pesachim seems to say, Shema Yaviranu, just like we have Gzeira Deraba by Megillah and Shofar and Lulav, Shema Yaviranu, so too, also by Hazza'ah. You might come to carry the ashes of the paraduma. If you look in Rashi, Im Sachem Daf Samachay, Rashi is even saying no. What the more prevalent opinion is, and that is it's tikkun. You mean Misaki and the Gavra. Tikkun Gavra. Just like you can't go into a mikvah on Shabbos, you can't be tovel something, meaning if it's not in terms of not a person can go to a mikvah, but a kli can't be put in a mikvah because it's tikkun. So the Rashi says here, tikkun gavra. It's a beautiful hara of the tzlach. The tzlach there in Pesachim says, according to Rashi, maybe we know that there are 2 days that you're sprinkled by the ashes of the paraduma, day 3 and day 7. According to Rashi, maybe only day 7 is us, or not day 3. Because by day 3, you didn't accomplish anything yet. Right? Day 7 is the tikkun. If you say Shema Yavi Renu, maybe it's both, day 3 and day 7. But according to Rashi, if it's based on Tikkun Gavra, so then maybe it's only day 7. That is not 100%. Doesn't have to be. One could say that even if it's even day 3, it's a process. It's not all or nothing until day 7. Day 3 does accomplish something. So one can still argue and say there's a Mixas Tikkun on day 3. But either way, that is the Tzlach's Har. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, fifth line, Amalei Rabba Bar Barchanan La'abaya, Mivoa de'isba tre gavri ravri kirabanan, lo levi be lo erva lo shituf. Rabba Barchanan just asked Abaya who was involved in the story. I don't understand. A Rabba was in the story, Abaya was in the story, Rav Yosef, all these great rabbis were there. They didn't make an erva or a shituf? They lived there? The Ritva says, based on this one line of the Gemara, Mehashaminon Delomi Boile Litserva Me Rabanon Lemedar Bimavui Vachatzer Sheinon Muuravin. A Talmid Chacham should not live in a place without an Erev Chatzeros. He shouldn't live in a place where he can't carry outside. Amazing. This is the source in the Masechta that there is a mitzvah and one should make sure that there is an Erev. So that's what Rabbi Rechana was bothered by. He says, there was no Erev here? And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Simen Shin Samach Vav Sif Yud Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch. It's a short sif. Mitzvah Lachzar Achar Eruv Chatzeros. That's it. It's a mitzvah to be chozer after Erev Chatzeros. Look in the Baragola, Tur, B'Simen Shin Tzadikei, Me'uvda, the Trey Gavri, Rabbanon, Erev Inda Samaches. Right? That's exactly, our Gemara is the source of that. And we mentioned in the past, I think twice already in this Masechta, the important tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer in Simen Tzadi Tes, tshuva 99, in Arachayim, he was asked from his friend, from his chaver, prove to me, where in Shas does it say that you should build an Erev? Where in Shas? Sha'ami meni yididi harav, levarer lo barayos bidivri chazal, shera'ui v'nachon l'chol kahal am Yisrael, b'chol mekomos moshvoseihem, l'sakein mevaoseihem b'tikunim, tzuras ha-pesach shar tikunim, where in Shas does it say you should build an Erev with tzuras ha-pesach v'chulu? Says the Rechan Sam Sofer, you don't need any source for that. It's based on seichel, davar ze eino tzarech lefnim. Ularayev, Umana Seichel, Umana Mavur Lahedya, but Dever Chazal, Hasechel Machayev, Basher Yadua, it's known, Sheshmiras Yom Shabbos Kodesh, Me Asos Kol Chayfetz, Hu Etzlenemi Mitzvahs Arashios. This is one of the most major basic defining mitzvos. Umisheeno Mishamir Kehil Chaso, Harayuka Kofer, Umumar Bacholatarakula. Right, if you deny this, the Isser Hotzah Me Rishus Arab and Rishus Ayachido Behifuch, he's Echad Me Osana Malachos, Sha Overal Umumar Bacholatarakula. It's a malacha daraisa. So therefore, any bardas yishpot b'sichlo sheyefshar b'shum ofan. How could you have a whole tzibur, whole community that so many people will be stuck inside on Shabbos? The women, the children, whoever it is, that they can't go out on Shabbos. You expect them to be able to handle that, to be able not to walk outside? Chassam Sofer says it's obvious. You don't even need a makar in Shas. You want a makar? I'll give you a makar. Our Gemara is one of the makoros. The Gemara earlier, where a baskol goes out. Damar and Daf Chaf Aleph, a baskol goes out when Shlomo HaMelech was Mesakin Erev Chaseros and says, amazing, wonderful, I'm so excited about it. So how, the baskol wouldn't be excited about it unless it was something that should be done. And says the Chasam Sofer, a bracha is made al Mitzvahs Erev. You don't make a bracha on something unless it's something positive, it's something that you should do. So therefore says the Chasam Sofer, again, a very important tshuva. Again, you want to look it up, Arachayim Simen Tzadi Tes. This is the source for the Masechta. Start off the Masechta. I think we quoted this back on Daf Beis. Either way, says the Chasam Sofer, one is required to do their best to try to make an Erev and live in a place where there is an Erev. So, that's the question. Rav Rachanan asked Abaya. So, how did these rabbis live in a place without an Erev? So, Amalei, my Nevis. So, Abaya says, what are we supposed to do? We had problems. Why? Mar lav orche. Mar, meaning, Rabba, it's not his covet to go collect around from the, to be go over the bread and the shituf and the wine. He couldn't do it. It was beneath his covet, not because he felt, you know, he held himself so high. But as many of the Bali Musar mentioned, even if a Rav or a leader should not take himself so seriously, Anava, he should take his position seriously. And therefore, if there are certain behaviors that is mizulzal in the eyes of the Am, it shouldn't be done by someone who is in a position of standing in certain cases, if that will lead to a pagam in what they think in the position, right? So it's lav orche. Rashi says ain kvodo lachzor al bnei mavu yivlikbos hashituf. So it's not his covet. Anot tarid na bevigor soy, and I'm busy. I don't stop. I'm busy in the base medrash. I can't go around. Inu and everybody else in the town lo mashkechi. They don't listen. They don't focus on it so much. V'akni luhupita besala. And if I would take my little, I have like nothing. If I take my little bread in my basket and maknei it on their behalf and bizochet and use that for the Erev, that also won't work. Because that won't take any time. You don't have to go and collect. Why? Kivan di boy la minoi velo efshar lisvanielu. If they would come and ask me for some of it, I wouldn't be able to give it to them. This is all I have. I have nothing. It's very little. Batal shituf. So the shituf is mevutal in that circumstance. We mentioned this earlier that in Andach Memtes about the kpeda that want us to have with an Erev. Want us to make sure that they're ready. They should use something for Erev that they're ready to part with. See the second Tosfos. Sarech li zoher kisha adam ose Erev shalo ya'arev bedavar shu makbid alav. He shouldn't use something that he's makbanon. Could go and osin dvarim shetikin l'kavet Shabbos. Something that you're going to use for your Shabbos meal. Oh, yesh lo kikar na'eh. Shekorin gishto lo pashtida. Special piece of kugel. Whatever it is, you shouldn't use something that you wouldn't want to part with. Only use something that you would use. A box of matzahs, whatever it is. So therefore, Abaya says, we didn't have a choice. We didn't have a choice. There's no way to do it. Titania, as the Brisa says, Echad mi b'nei mavui, shebikesh yayin v'shemen v'lo natnu lo. If one of the b'nei mavui wanted some oil and wine and I didn't give it to him, and that was the heir, batel ha-shituf. The shituf is batel, semicolon, and therefore, that's why Abaya says, there was just, he couldn't do it, I couldn't do it, so there was no way, that's why there was no Erev here. Interesting, he couldn't do it himself, because it was under his covet. We know the Gemara says, in the beginning of the second perek of Maseches Kiddushin, that covet Shabbos is one of the actions that one is supposed to do themselves. Mitzvah Shebegufo. That's where the Gemara says, Mitzvah Bo Yosemim Bishlucho. It only says it by marriage and by covet Shabbos. The only two actions in Shas where the Gemara says that by Mitzvah Bo Yosemim Bishlucho. So what do you mean here? It's Mitzvah Bo Yosemim Bishlucho. It's covet Shabbos. So maybe one could say that it's not direct. They're making the Erev. It's not cooking something for Shabbos. Or it could be this was Zilzal. You know, there's a difference between doing something myself and lowering myself so much that it'll be a zilzal in the eyes of the public. So it could be that was the situation here if they'd have to go around to every house collecting some bread. Either way, important discussion of Mitzvah Bayezu Bishlucho and the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So they asked Abaya. Rabbi Chanan says to Abaya, V'nikni luhu, so forget the wine and forget the bread. You never have bread. So you wouldn't have been able to be zocha on their behalf. V'nikni luhu maraviyasa dechal lebachavisa. You have plenty of vinegar. Plenty of wine in a barrel or vinegar. Just, you know, you have a big storage room of vinegar. So why don't you say, okay, that part of that vinegar is going to be the Erev. Why don't you just say that? So Gemara says, no, I couldn't use that either. And that you have plenty of. It's not like bread. We only have a little bit of it. Tanya ein mishtatvin ba'otsar. You can't use for a shituf an otsar. Rashi says, bidavar ha'atsur. Anything in a storage room. Kigon, Rashi continues. Chavishol yayin operos hamuchunasin. Why? Why not? Because of our issue that we spoke about weeks ago, Brera. The sugya of Brera. Because, what I'm going to say, oh yeah, some of, I discussed this back on Daf Lamed Zayin. Right, some of the vinegar in my storage room, but which one? If I don't designate it, if I don't take it out and designate it, so then I'm going to use it, maybe what I thought was designated, what I'm going to say, what was left over? That's it? So then you're saying you have to assume yesh brera? So we don't know if we, right? Remember we said many hold that by dull rices, ein brera. So ein mishtatvin ba'otzer, you can't use something in the otzer. I v'atanya mishtatvin, but didn't we learn in another brisa, mishtatvin? So the Gemara says, amar avoshi alo kasha, ha-be-shamay ha-be-silel, machloka be-shamay be-silel, about brera, and that's this machlokas, whether you be able to be mishtatvin ba'otzer, but Abaya held ein mishtatvin, because he held ein brera. And this issue of Brera is based on a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Amar Rav Oshia lo kasha Beis Shammai ha Beis Hillel. Ditznan. The Mishnah says in Maseches Ahalus. This is quoted in Beitza elsewhere as well. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, Hameis babayis velo psachim harbe. If there is a mace in a house, and we know a mace is matame through maga, through masa, through ohel, we're focusing on Tomas ohel. That's Maseches Ahalus. So a mace is in a house. And there are many doorways to get out of the house. So kulan tamein. What if there is a kli under one of those doorways, under the roof of the room where the mace is, then of course, everything is tame. But what about if there's a separate threshold and mashkof, and there are doors going out? What about a kli underneath the doorways? So they're all tame, because there is a halacha l'moshe b'sinai, Rashi calls him in Maseches Beitza, of sof tuma latzeis. If we can foresee that the mace is going to go out and through a certain doorway, then that doorway is already tame, as if the mace is already under that doorway. And if you don't know, then you have to assume any of them, they're kulan tameim. Niftach echan mehen, but the moment that one of them is opened, and now one of them is designated that the mace is going to go out there, so then, hu tame, that doorway is tame, v'kulan taharim, and all the other ones are tahar. If you now would put a kli under there. Chishav lo tzio b'echad mehem. What if you just thought about that you're planning to do one of the doorways? O b'chalon. Sheish bar bar la bar. Not a doorway or a chalon. Either way, some opening that you think about. Matzila kol psachim kulan. You don't even have to do the ma'isa of opening the door. Even just the machshava can be matzil and all the other psachim. You have to have this machshava though before the person died. before the person died, then you could plan it, and then the tumah never sets into those doorways. Even after the mace died, even after the person died, we still would say that you could have this machshava. Rashi says on the third white line, diamrinan yesh breira. Because beis hillel holds yesh breira. To may esmol daite b'hai pischa. Because we could say, even though you're only doing it now, but retroactively you could say it was already distinguished from the other doorways. V'lo nachta tumalachrini v'yafilu kelim to code the machshava tahorin. The amazing chiddush that even kelim that were there before the machshava are tahor. So that's the machlokas, whether you could be mishtatif ba'otzer or not with this vinegar. So the machlokas is about breira, and this is a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Beitza, we mention this usually when we talk about this sugya. Rabbi Kiva Eger wonders, says, why is it that all the doorways are tameh? Why don't we say there's only one of the doorways that is going to be, really, the mace is going to go out of it, so why don't we use the principle of bittul berov? Bipshuta mashba says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Kiva the misaf kinan beiza pesach yotzienu kol pesach vepesach who besafik tuma the shema sofa tuma laseis derach sham. Maybe the mace is going to go out that doorway. Well, is that kasha? Kiva the sof lo nitmu rakelim shem pesach echad lo maisa, only one doorway is going to have the mace and kelim only that one doorway. Im kain yivatlu hakelim elu yivtlu hakelim elu bekelim shetachas apsachan acherim. Batel. Right, there are sometimes that even dvarim chashuvim are batel. In monolada isarak batarovis batli. Whatever, getting into some yuradeya issues. And here too, in mesa mes b'sha'a shayukelim kulam tachas apsachim. If ki nolada isar batarovis, you should say bittel for all the doorways for the kelim. So why don't you say that? So explain to Rabbi Kiva Eger. No, the halacha most should be seen if sof tumalatzes is not b'torah suffik. It's b'torah vadai. B'torah vadai. If there is a possibility for any doorway, then all the doorways are now tamei b'torah vadai. Until it's right thought out that which is going to be the ultimate doorway, then the vadai is going to stop. But it's not that it's all besafik. It's tumas vadai. Tumas vadai based on the principle of sof tumah latzeis. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger explaining that. This halacha, Lamoshe Misinai. There's a story that's quoted some of the Sfarim about the Mabit. The Mabit, there was once a Shmua that the Mabit said, Sof Tumalatzeis doesn't apply on Shabbos. Doesn't apply on Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef and others heard about this and they didn't know what the Mabit was talking about. Sof Tumalatzeis, what does that do with Shabbos or not? Tumas Mace is the same on Shabbos, on weekday, it's the same thing. So the Mabit's son, the Maharit, later in a Tshuva, in Simin Chelak Aleph, Simin Sadivav, he explains, he found out later what exactly was the case of that his father was talking about and how the mispsak was mentioned. There is an extension of Sof Tumalatzeis that not only does it apply to the room, but what about the whole road going to the cemetery? What if there are archways on the way going towards the cemetery? There too, maybe the din is Sof Tumalatzeis. And a Kohen would not be able to stand underneath an archway on the road that goes to the cemetery, because if there's a corpse, right, Sof Tumalatzeis. And this is even quoted in the Ramah, in Yaradeya. V'lachein, it's Shin Ayin Aleph. Lachain yesh machmirin lakoanim leilech derech shar ha'ir shesofa meis latzeis misham. The kohanim shouldn't go under roofs on the way out towards the cemetery. V'yesh matirin v'hameka lo hivsir v'lakam shenagol v'hachmir. And you don't have to be so machmir. If there's no chumr like this, if you've never heard of it, don't worry about it. Bizman hazeh, you probably want to play anyway because there are so many different roads to get to cemeteries. But let's say on the final road, you know there's a funeral procession coming, and on the final road going towards the cemetery, there are trees over the road, there's an awning over the road. So according to that chumra of the Raman, Yeradeya, one, if there is a makom that is machmer like that, one should follow that chumra. But if you've never heard of it, don't worry. But either way, there's this chumra. So says the Maharit that his father, the Mabit, was once asked by a Kohen, it was a Shabbos, and he wanted to know if he had to be machmir for this chumra on Shabbos, with the door going under the arches and the awnings, and the Mabit said, no, don't worry about it, because the Nolavai is on Shabbos. That's what it was, that chumra, that the Nolavai is on Shabbos, this extra chumra of being under an archway that was on the way to the cemetery, so that chumra one doesn't have to worry about on Shabbos, because the Sof Tumalatzeis would not kick in there. But obviously, there's regular Tumas Meis on Shabbos. Good. message being sometimes in the game of telephone, psakim get misquoted. One always has to know the exact source of each psak. Vaita, we continue with a couple of other stories about young children. Hahu Yanuka, another baby that was ready to have his bris, Ishtabe Chamime, his hot water spilled out. Amalahu Rava, Rava said, again, there was no more water, you gotta get it from another chatzer. Nishai Leila Ime Yitzricha. Rava says, oh, I have another option. Ask the mother if she needs hot water. The mother, right, it's after the first week. Obviously, it's day 8. It's after the first week, but the mother, even within the first 30 days, is considered a chola she'ein bo sakana. So ask the mother if she needs. And if the mother needs, nachim le nachri agav ime. Once the nachri, the non-Jew, is allowed to warm up water for the mother, because she's a chola she'ein bo sakana, and a chola she'ein bo sakana, a non-Jew could do an issa d'araisa. Right, a Jew could do a drabana, you're allowed to take medicine if you're a chola she'ein bo sakana. But he, in this case, is mutter for the mother. So the mutter to be marbe b'shiurin, so to speak, for the non-Jew to cook a little more extra for the child. Right, that's another option of getting hot water for this baby. Good. Right, that relates to we had a shtapiin share a couple of weeks ago about the four categories of cholim on Shabbos. Chol she'yesh bo sakana, then a Jew could even do a daraisa. He could drive to the hospital. Chol she'ein bo sakana, second category, so that a non-Jew could do a daraisa. So here, there are certain types of people that are automatically considered chol she'ein bo sakana. A toddler is considered a chol she'ein bo sakana. A woman after childbirth. If it's after the week before, within the 30 days, that's what Rishonim say here. And therefore, you can warm up the water, agav her, and add fun for the baby. What do you mean she's a chol she'ein bo sakana? She's eating dates. You see, she's relaxed. You see, she's not sick at all. She's relaxed. Amar lei, emer tunva ba'amu denakala. Oh no, maybe she's just in a state of shaka. She's having a seizure. Meaning it's, maybe she's eating the dates, but she's not even really focusing on what she's doing. You don't know. She just had the baby 8 days ago. So therefore, we could treat her as a chola she'ein bo sakana. Good. Next story. Hahu Yanuka de Ishtapuch Chamim. Right, and just to add on to that, there are a number of people who are considered automatically in a certain category. We mentioned this, but again, just to mention it again, there are a number of people that even if the doctors say that they are not in the category, we consider them in the category of chole or any of these cholim. Rabbi Dr. Abraham, the Nishmat Avraham, in Siman Shilchav Ches and Hilchah Shabbos, he lists off these type of people. Besides the people who are actually chol she'yesh bo sakana, for example, but somebody who, a woman within the first week after childbirth, or a baby, right? The types of people that are automatically in the category. Chol she'ein bo sakana. Who is it automatically in that category? A woman from day 8 to day 30 after having a baby. A young child who requires treatment. Those are automatic. So again, he talks about the people who are automatic, right? L'may nafkamina. What if it's the day after Tisha B'Av and she just had a baby, right? So it could be even if she wants to fast, we'll say don't fast because she's automatically considered a chol she'ein bo sakana. So here too, she would be considered a chol she'ein bo sakana automatically because it's on day 8. Good, we continue. Hahu Yanuka Dishtaba Chamimei. Getting many stories about these brisim that, right, the water spilled out. Amaluhu Rava. So Rava, what's the case here? So you see the little picture in Rashi, but it's in also the picture books. Rava lived in one chatzer. He had a house in one chatzer. And the baby was in a house in the adjoining chatzer. They didn't make an Eruv. So Rava said, this is what I'm going to do. In Rava's house, there was the men's area and the women's area. The men's area was in the front. The women's area was in the back. Rava said, what am I going to do? I'm going to be mevatel my reshus. But in order so that I make sure not to forget myself and carry my things out to the yard, he said, panuli mani mi begavri le beinashi, take all of my items from the male section to the female section in the back of the house, the ezel ezel asam, and I'll sit there, the etuluhu hai chatzer, and I'll be mevatel my section of the chatzer, and in that way, you'll be able to take hot water. I forgot to mention that. There was a big hot water urn, or hot water barrel in his chatzer. So once he's mevatel his reshus, so then they could take that to the other chatzer and use it for the baby. Tosfos later on Daf Ayin Tes, discusses this Gemara wondering, whenever you're mevatel reshus, how much do you have to do? Here Rava brought his kalim to the back. Was that just because he didn't want to forget? Or do you have to do a maisa that's misalik? Do you have to lock the door? You have to lock the door? That's Tosfos' discussion of Daf Ayin Tes and Mabes. Lusheves, he says, L'shabbos acheres lo yitzarchu od. I'm sorry. Shema yishlomer debai ni'ilas deles ubishah sheyitzarich lihi kanes v'latzeis yiftach v'yino lacharkach. Maybe you have to lock your door, and when you want to go out, you got to lock it behind you. So this is an important discussion. When somebody is mevatel rishus, we didn't talk about this yet so much in the Gemara. What do they have to do? So Rava says he did an action to help remind him that he shouldn't be going back out into the yard. Says the Gemara, Amale Ravina la Rava, you're doing this via Amar Shmuel. How does your bittul work anyway? Don't you hold like Shmuel in bittul rishus mechatzel lachatzer? You're being mevatel rishus, but you're being mevatel to the other chatzer. So didn't we learn yesterday that Shmuel holds a mevatel rishus mechatzel lachatzer 2 days ago? Amale, so Rava answers, Anach Rabbi Yochanan Sfirali, no, I hold like Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Yesh Bittul Mechatzel Lachatzer. There is Bittul Mechatzel Lachatzer, as we discussed the reasons then, back on Daf Samach Vav. V'ilo Savar La Mar Kishmuel. 1 second. If you don't hold like Shmuel, you say you can be Mevatel Mechatzel Lachatzer, then you went too far anyway. Nesiv Mar Beduchte. So then, what do you have to have this whole worry that, oh, you're going to carry your things out, you'll be Choserbo. So what? They just sit in your place, and be mavatel, and then what? Vinehadru inhu, and then after they take the water out, then it's no problem for them to be choser bo, they'll be mavatel rishus to you. Once you hold, if you don't hold like Shmuel, then maybe you also hold like this other statement of Rav, which Shmuel doesn't hold of. A mevatlin v'chozer mevatlin. Ruvein can be mevatel rishus to Shimon. Then Shimon on the same Shabbos can be mevatel to Ruvein. So, Shmuel, Rava, once you don't hold like Shmuel, you say you can be Mavato, the next Chatzer. Go all the way there. You don't even need Bittul that to stay permanently anyway. Mavalin, Bechozer, Mavalin. Answers, Rava, he says, no. I know, Baha Shmuel, Shmuel, Svirolei. To Amar, A Mavalin, Bechozer, Mavalin. No, regarding that, I do hold like Shmuel. I have a split psak. I hold like Shmuel, and I don't hold like Shmuel. I hold like Shmuel that you can't have Bittul and then another Bittul in the opposite direction on the same Shabbos. But I don't hold like Shmuel, you can be Mevatel to another Rishus, to another Chatzer. So now the Gemara says, 1 second, but aren't they based on the same Svara? V'lav chad taimahu? My taima in Mevatlin v'chazer Mevatlin. Why do we say that Ruvain, who's Mevatel to Shimon, can't then switch and Shimon be Mevatel to Ruvain later? Lav mishum, isn't it because to keep on to bat leila rishuse. Once Ruvain removes himself, he's Mevatel, his rishus, istalik le mehacha lagamre, he removes himself from this yard, from this chatzer. Vahavi le keben chatzer acheretz. It's as if he's a ben chatzer of a different chatzer, because he's removed himself. And that's why vein bittul rishus mechatzel lachatzer. And that's why he cannot be mevatel rishus. So isn't it based on the same idea? Once you're mevatel rishus, you're gone, you're out of here, and the reason that you can't do it again is because it would be considered a bittul rishus mechatzel lachatzer. So maranami lo niftal, so it shouldn't work for you. You can't have a split psak. So the Rav answers no, or the Gemara answers for Rav, hasam no. Really? Hainu time, but this is the reason that you can't go back and forth. He holds you're allowed to be mevatel mechatzel lachatzer. Aye, why can't you be mevatlin mechozer mevatlin? Hasam hainu taima ki heichid the levi milsol the rabbanik a chukh v'tzlula. It looks like a joke. You do it for me, I do it for you. You do it for me, back and forth. No, it's a joke. If you say that it's just, remember, it's already very tenuous. We've mentioned this. That's why Chazal only instituted it where there was a real tzorich. That was the whole svara of a mevatlin mechatzel lachatzer. So it's already on tenuous ground. So Chazal didn't want it to be a total joke. So if you go back and forth and back and forth, then people won't take it seriously at all. So that's why it's only one direction. Period. Gufa. Let's talk about this a little more. Rava Amar Mevatlin V'Chozer Mevatlin V'Shmuel Amar Ein Mevatlin V'Chozer Mevatlin. So this is Machlokas. We just quoted between Rav and Shmuel. Leima Rav Shmuel Beplukta Rav Rabbanav Rabbi Eliezer Kamiflagi. Is this Machlokas Amaraim just like the similar to the Machlokas Tanoim that we've had? We had it quoted earlier on Daf Chavav, but it's really the Mishnah on the next Daf, on Daf Samach Tasim Abeis. The Machlokas is, when someone is Mevatel Rishus, could other people, is his house totally off limits? Or not? Right? The Rashi quotes the Gemara in Chavav. Beiso mutter lahakles lahotzi lahem meyacha shebita rishuso. The Rishus Beiso lo bitel. Right? His house is mutter to go in and out for them because since he was mevatel rishus, right? He was mevatel everything, even his own house. He leaves nothing for himself. That was one opinion. That was the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. And the Chum say, no, he keeps his house. He keeps it. He's just mevatel his rights in the chatzer. So Rav Shmuel holding like Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer. The Rav to Amar Karabanan. Rav who says Mevatlin v'chozun Mevatlin hold like the Rabbanan that he always keeps his house, so he's not somewhere else. He's still in this chatzer. So therefore, he's not Mesai Lagamrei. And he can be Mevatel again. V'Shmuel d'amar k'Rabbi Elazar. And Shmuel says, you can't be Mevatel, v'chozer Mevatel. He's always like Rabbi Elazar because he's totally removed himself, even from his own house. So isn't this Machlokas Amoraim parallel to this Machlokas Tanaim? So Amalach HaRav, no. Anad Amri afilu Rabbi Eliezer. Rav says, I can even go like Rabbi Eliezer. Ad kalno kam Rabbi Eliezer hasam. When does Rabbi Eliezer say there that he gives away everything? Hamavatel rishos chatzero, rishos beso bitel. Why? Mishim debebayis belo chasol adari inshi. People don't live in houses without any yard at all. So if he's giving up his yard, he's obviously giving up his house also. Because people don't live with houses without yards. Avale inyan listaluke mi amar. But regarding removing himself here by a bitul rishus? So who says? Maybe halachically is considered as if he's not there, but he's not mesalik himself. Rashi, l'shavuye nafshi keben chatzer acheretz. Right, delo masi l'me'adar. He doesn't go that far in terms of lumdus that he's considered a ben chatzer acheretz. No, I'm a vatel everything, but I'm considered a ben chatzer, however that works. V'shmuel amr, and Shmuel could also say, anod da amri afilu k'rabanan, ad kan lakam rabanan hasam, elamaita bitel bitel, udelo bitelo bitel. The Rabbanan say he's only mevata what he says. He says the chatzer, that's it. He doesn't say the house, so it's not. Avo mai debatel mia istak lagamrei. You only remove him from what he said, but from what he said, he's totally gone. And therefore, Shmuel says, I could even agree to the Rabbanan. Period. So Rav and Shmuel are not like the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar. Amar vacha barchana, amar of sheshes, kitanoi. Well, maybe it's like this machlokas tanoim. And we're trying to find a machlokas tanoim that Rav and Shmuel are based on. As follows. Misha, again, comes up tomorrow. Bez Hashem. Misha, nasan rishuso. If somebody was mevatel rishus, right, same lashon. Vahotzi, and then he carried, after he was mevatel rishus, he carried something out from his house. Bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid. Oser divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, even if it was by accident, he blows it. The whole bittel is finished. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'mezid oser. Rabbi Yehuda, no, only if he did it b'mezid, he blows it, and it's finished. B'shogig and oser. If he forgot, then it doesn't oser. So what are they arguing about? So Rashi here notes not only Hotzi, but even the opposite direction. Hotzi or Hichnas, either way. So my Laba Kamiflik, what are they arguing about? Demar Savar Mevatlin, Uvachosun Mevatlin, Demar Savar Ein Mevatlin, Chosun Mevatlin. Maybe that's the issue. Remeir, who says he is Oser, right? Why? Because he says, even Bishogeg is Oser, because he says you have the right to be Mevatl, Vachosun Mevatl, even Shogeg. And the second of Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't have the right. What about Mezid? Rashi explains, Mezid, you for sure could do it. That everybody is moda. That even if you remove yourself, you can be chozerbo. Unless the B'nai Mavi were machzik it beforehand, as the Gemara talks about Hashem a little bit later on the daf. But either way, that's mezid for sure, is a chazara. But the question is, what about the shogigs? Isn't that the machlokas? So Amar Ravacha, Bar Tachlifa, Mishrei the Rava, lo. Dekuli Alma, Ein Mevatlin, V'chozer Mevatlin. Everybody agrees, not, you're not allowed to. V'ahacha, Bekansu shogig, Atu mezid kamiflagi. The machlokas is whether we're kones, whether we pattern shogi gatu mezid. Mar Savar Kansu shogi gatu mezid. One says we are, and just like mezid is, it's not really a knas in the same way that it's not like a punishment, but it's just an outgrowth of his actions. Just like mezid ruins the bittel, so too shogi. Mar Savar lo Kansu shogi gatu mezid, but nothing to do with mevatlin v'chozer mevatlin. And Ravashi Yamar, Rav Shmuel v'plukta d'rabbos v'rabbanan k'miflagi. Now Ravashi thinks like the first approach that we already rejected, but he assumes that we can accept that and we can get out of the suggestions that were given by the Gemara. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. And with Hashem, we will continue.